This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed Chinese leader Xi Jinping to the Kremlin Tuesday on the second day of a three-day visit. A video released by the Russian government shows the two leaders talking and featuring Putin praising China's thriving economy. China is the biggest buyer of Russian oil and gas, which provides billions of dollars into Putin's treasury and helps the Kremlin resist Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the Xi-Putin meetings once again raised concerns about China providing weapons to Russia for use in Ukraine.
We haven't seen any proof that China is delivering lethal weapons to Russia. But we have seen some signs that this has been a request from Russia and that this is an issue that is considered in Beijing or by the Chinese authorities.
This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the Pentagon is speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone in 8 to 10 months. The original plan was to send 31 newer M1A2 Abrams, which could have taken a year or two to build and ship. But officials said Tuesday the decision was made to send the older M1A1 version, which can be taken from Army stocks and will be easier for Ukraine forces to learn to use and maintain. Pentagon officials are expected to make a formal announcement Tuesday. The United States Tuesday inaugurated its first permanent army base in Poland, which the ambassador to Poland said was a sign of NATO unity in the face of Russian aggression. More than 2,000 U.S. soldiers are currently stationed in Poland, which has become the main transit country for international aid and equipment in neighboring Ukraine. This is VOA News. The results of an independent review released Tuesday indicates London's Metropolitan Police Department is institutionally racist, misogynistic, and homophobic, and unable to police itself, putting pressure on officials to reform Britain's biggest police force. The review was commissioned in 2021 by then-head of the department, Cressida Dick, after a serving officer was sentenced to life in prison for the rape and murder of a young woman, Sarah Everard, in a case that shocked the country and put a spotlight on the force's broader work culture. Addressing Parliament Tuesday, British Home Secretary Suella Braverman said the review shows serious failures of culture, leadership, and standards within the police department.
The report underlines the fact that the Met faces a long road to recovery. Improvements must be made as swiftly as possible, but some of the huge challenges for the organisation may take years to fully address.
Who is Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump? Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The Harvard law grad is a Democrat. Before Alvin Bragg won a tough primary to become Manhattan's first black DA, he was a civil rights lawyer who once represented the family of police chokehold victim Eric Garner. He was also a former federal prosecutor who oversaw a lawsuit that shut down Donald Trump's charitable foundation. Growing up in Harlem during the 1980s crack epidemic, Bragg was held at gunpoint six times, three by police. He's been criticized for wanting to eliminate cash bail and for going easy on criminals. Julie Walker, New York.
Florida has captured more than 17,000 Burmese pythons since 2000, but tens of thousands more are likely roaming the Florida Everglades. That's a concern because the reptiles, which are not native to the area, are gobbling up the competition. Naturalists say pythons can take out Florida's native apex predators, such as alligators and crocodiles, as well as other native small mammals, such as rats, mice, and rabbits that are food for other animals. They say because the huge snakes are a dominant species, they win when they compete with other animals. The Everglades is among the world's most unique and delicate ecosystems. The python invasion is upsetting the fragile balance of the 1.5 million acre wetlands preserve, which is home to rare and endangered species like manatees, the Florida panther, and American crocodiles. You can get more information on all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.